Audible stories made possible by the Prescott Hearing Center. Get your free hearing test today. This week, Ken Lane, the mountain gardener of Waters Garden Center of Prescott, Arizona, shared the best trees for small yards, including dwarf trees, shrub trees, fast-growing small trees, and dwarf flowering ornamental trees. We don't all have room for a mighty maple or the outstretched branches of a native sycamore in our backyard. After this article, you will have the fantastic few that outshine the rest in today's modern yard. Whether you are looking for shade or spring's bright colors in your yard, these trees mature below 25 feet and require minimal maintenance to look great. Here are small trees ideal for spring landscapes in tight spaces. Insider tip: if you have a small yard, focus on vertical space, select plants with an upright growing habit. Also, garden in hanging baskets, raised beds, and containers to maximize your ground space. Alberta spruce, P. glauca. We have many evergreens that make stunning specimen in the yard, but this spring is number one. The needles are very dense, and it retains a perfect pyramidal shape without pruning. Growing only 3 inches per year, this slow grower is perfectly grown in containers and raised garden beds. Chase tree, Vitex, really grows more like a giant, multi-trunk shrub than a tree, but super easy to grow up to 15 feet tall. The long clusters of fragrant blue flowers make this tree enticing for both people and butterflies, often compared to the butterfly bush, but blooms later and repeat bloom again if you deadhead it, remove spent flowers. Crabapple, Mallus. Even the smallest yards have room for a crabapple tree. Crabapples typically top at maturity around 12 to 15 feet tall. They provide a month of spring flowers that attract native pollinators, including honeybees. The flowers are followed by dangling clusters of fruits that are popular with birds. Eastern redbud, Cirsus, burst into flower in early spring. A dozen varieties can be found here at Waters Garden Center, but most flowers are a hot pink more than red. Popular with early butterflies, the eastern redbud averages 15 to 20 feet in height. Golden chain tree, Viburnum, has a distinctive green bark. The clover-like leaves allow the dappled sun to break through, but the long clusters of brilliant yellow flowers make this tree a showstopper. This tree blooms in late spring and grows 15 to 20 feet tall. Japanese maple, Acer palmatum, are beloved for their delicate leaves, to the point of being fringed. There are green and red leaf varieties that turn eye-catching shades of red, orange, and purple in the fall. Their average mature height is 15 feet tall and prefers the shady spots in the Arizona landscape. Mimosa, albizia, has a very tropical appearance with sweeping, fern-like leaves. Silk tassel tree is the common name to the fast grower for the fragrance and thread-like flowers. Hummingbirds and monarch butterflies fall in love with this 20 tree every time. Paper bark birch, Betula, tend to grow in multi-trunk clumps like an aspen. The name comes from the paper white bark that flakes and peels from the trunk as an added attraction. Old trees reach 40 feet tall, but they have a narrow spread at their base, and their canopy allows dappled sunlight to pass through into small yards. Saucer magnolia. The fragrant purple to white flowers of this tree appears before the leaves unfurl in the spring. The flowers are 10 inches across, thusly named saucer. Saucer magnolias need initial shaping at first planting but never grow over 20 feet tall. Serviceberry, Amelanchier, is an early spring bloomer in white related to the rose family of plants. Like crabapples and rose hips, the fruits are edible but tart, and they are very popular with birds. Waters offers several varieties of serviceberry that make excellent landscape plants no more than 20 tall. Weeping cherry, Prunus, are covered in flowers from their crown to the tips, brushing the ground. These are spring bloomers that look best when given a prominent spot where they can truly show off. Pruning typically isn't necessary outside of removing dead, damaged, or diseased portions. Until the next issue, I'll be helping locals choose the perfect tiny tree for their small yard here at Waters Garden Center. This article was written by Ken Lane. He can be found throughout the week at Waters Garden Center, 1815 West Iron Springs Road in Prescott, or contacted through his website at watersgardencenter.com or top10plants.com.